Right, so we're all going to do our own little thank you. So I have a huge, huge list of thank yous, so please bear with us. On behalf of Gordon's family, Helen, Carol, and myself, I would like to thank everyone, particularly Gordon's patients, who've been very generous in donating to the Vaccine Research Trust in Gordon's memory, and for being so kind and supportive to us, particularly me, Helen, Carol, and the family. You've all been really lovely. We've had such lovely cards, such beautiful letters, honestly, and it has given us courage and determination to carry on and continue with the work that we were doing at the clinic. I also want to thank, a very special thank you to a very special lady who's in this room today, and I will come on to her after thanking all the other people beforehand. I'd like to thank Sheila, the chair of TPA, who has supported Gordon's thyroid work for many, many years, and who's been key in disseminating information to patients and colleagues at very short notice. This has been really useful to us, and it's helped all the patients, and it's helped us in getting feedback. I would also like to thank Joe and Mike, who gave talks earlier on today. Unfortunately, they had a prior engagement, so they had to leave. And I'd like to thank Dr. Peatfield for driving a very long distance to be with us today and to give his lovely talk. I've got an apology from Lynn Minot, who's also chair of Thyroid UK, because all of the thyroid charities and support groups have helped us a lot in the past. And she was going to come, but she said, could I say her apology? And she said to remind people that there's a conference on the 18th of October. Now, we've had a list of people, and I'm really sorry, I'm going to have to keep giving you lists here. Some people in this room who have been key in providing us with references, with a lot of research, so that we were able to defend ourselves and we were able to do a lot of work that Gordon and I did. If I call out your name, would you please stand, just so that people can see? Now, I have to start with Pamela Lynch. Please, stand up. Now, Lynch must have read about 20 million pages of documents. She used to summarize them for us, and she used to make it easier for us to do what we had to do. So thank you very much, Pamela. Now, James Harwood, where are you? Oh, there we are, James, for providing us with lots of references. Julie Cameron and Darren, who are not here, also were very, very key in reading and doing documents for us. We've got Coralie Phillips and Donna Roach. Will you please stand? Now, these girls have written books, and they have done a great number of documents for us for the clinic. So I would like to thank them very much for all the effort and all the help that they've given Gordon and I throughout our years at the practice. Thank you. I'm getting there. A very special person who I've already thanked, but I must thank again, is Scott, because he has been with us, he's been looking after us, lots of tea he's been providing me in my life, so thank you very much indeed, Scott. And now we come to an extremely, extremely, extremely special person who's in this room. Now, when we started our development of our vaccine against MRSA, we were struggling with funds, and at that time we developed a vaccine which was going to be used in people to stop infections in joint replacements. And Sarah's husband, John, had a knee replacement, and he then had an infection in his knee. So the Royal Orthopaedic Hospital got in touch with us and asked if we would vaccinate John, which we did, and he recovered and didn't get reinfected. Now, since that time, Sarah Stanton, would you please stand up? Since that time, this lady has tirelessly, honestly, I cannot tell you how much she's done for us. She's raised money for the trust, and she actually kept the initial vaccine development work going single-handedly. So please, please, please thank her and give her a huge...